Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Millions of people across the United States will be able to tune in tonight for the first in a series of public hearings over the insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. A House Select Committee consisting of mostly Democrats working alongside two Republicans are expected to disclose recordings, documents, testimony, and other materials from a nearly year-long investigation. NPR's Kelsey Snell has a preview of one of the most politically consequential events since Watergate.
The panel of seven Democrats and two Republicans, all appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have spoken with more than 1,000 witnesses and reviewed more than 100,000 documents. This is the first of several hearings that will happen over the next several weeks. Committee member Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, told reporters that the events were dramatic. The threat to democracy is dramatic, and the hearing should convey that. Tonight's hearing will include testimony from two witnesses, Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards, who was on duty during the attack, and documentarian Nick Quested. Quested filmed members of right-wing groups that day, and the committee is expected to show video of how the attack on the Capitol unfolded. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI has arrested Ryan Kelly in Allendale, Michigan, on misdemeanor charges stemming from the 2021 attack on the Capitol. Kelly is one of five remaining Republican candidates for governor in the state after many others were disqualified for submitting fraudulent signatures to get onto the ballot. He was to make an initial appearance this afternoon in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Michigan. A police officer in Grand Rapids, Michigan, has been charged with second-degree murder following a shooting of Patrick Lioia that took place on April 4th. Officer Christopher Scher shot the unarmed Lioia in the back of the head during a struggle after a traffic stop. Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker said Scher has turned himself in and will be arraigned tomorrow. President Biden's meeting with his Brazilian counterpart today at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
It's no secret that Brazil's right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro isn't a fan of Biden. Bolsonaro and former President Trump were close allies, and even recently he reiterated Trump's claim of voter fraud. Bolsonaro brings up voter fraud possibilities in Brazil's upcoming elections. Bolsonaro is facing a tough re-election bid this fall. He's trailing in the polls. Biden administration officials say all topics will be discussed in the one-on-one discussions with Bolsonaro, including climate change. Environmentalists decry the Brazilian president's environmental record when it comes to protecting the Amazon rainforest. President Biden and Vice President Harris also meet with Caribbean leaders to discuss efforts to combat climate change. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is NPR. The Marine Corps confirms a military aircraft that crashed yesterday in the California desert killed all five Marines on board. The crew's Osprey went down yesterday afternoon during training in an area about 50 miles from the Arizona border. Los Angeles Times reports this type of aircraft, which is a hybrid helicopter and airplane, was involved in 46 deaths before yesterday's crash. In March, four Marines died when their Osprey aircraft went down during a NATO exercise in Arctic Norway. The Department of Veterans Affairs is, once again, redesigning its program for caregivers. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports veterans have complained of being unfairly kicked off the program.
The VA pays a stipend to about 33,000 family caregivers. Care at home is both cheaper for the VA and usually better for the veteran. The program for post-9/11 vets has been wildly popular, but maddening for those who say they have been removed arbitrarily, in cases documented by NPR. VA is currently expanding the program to include vets from Vietnam and earlier wars, but new complaints of people getting kicked off caused a pause in March. Now VA says it will overhaul the program yet again to, quote, meet the needs of caregivers and veterans, and suspend the annual reassessments that were resulting in large numbers of people being removed. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average ends the day down more than 600 points, nearly 2%, ending at 32,272. The S&P lost 2.3%, and the NASDAQ closes down 2.7%. This is NPR News.